Are you thinking about joining with other creatives and kingdom entrepreneurs in some kind of group program? There's a lot of things you need to consider before you join one. So listen in to episode 117 of Just One Simple Thing, where you'll learn 5 things you need to know before you sign on the dotted line. Hey friend, welcome to Just One Simple Thing, the podcast where we find the intersection of practical solutions, biblical truth, and creativity as you lead in ministry and business. In order to make an impact, you have to take action, even when you aren't 100% sure what God is up to. If you're tired of trying all the things and ready to do a new thing, this is the place for you. I'm your host, Krista Hutchins, a project manager, coach, wife, mom, encourager, and friend. In each episode, we tackle a specific issue keeping you stuck as you chase after your God dream and give you just one simple thing to help bring clarity to your swirl of creative ideas. Now, let's go solve a problem. Hello, friends. It's great to be back with you today. As I record this in late August, it looks like fall inside my Hobby Lobby and pumpkin spice lattes are back, but it still feels like a bajillion degrees outside. So if that sounds like where you are, it may be a little hard to start thinking about making the fall shift into your business or ministry. After a summer of fun and family, and maybe a little bit of work, it's time to start looking at the last part of the year and make a plan for finishing the year strong. One part of your plan may be to join some kind of group membership program. There's a ton of them out there, and they each have their own little different twist, and you'll see that most of them are open up this time of year for new members. If you aren't convinced that a membership program is for you, check out episode 111 of the Christian Woman Business Podcast with my friend Esther Littlefield. She does a great job of outlining some problems that a business mastermind can help you fix. You'll find the link to that episode in my show notes. But let's assume that you've decided that joining some kind of group program would be helpful as you make the push towards the end of the year. How do you decide which one is best for you? Now, full disclosure, I do have a group program called the Honor Circle, and I'll share a little bit about it throughout this episode. And while I'd love to have all of you join us in the circle, it may or may not be the right fit for you. I'm also the accountability coach for Esther's Uplift Mentor Mind program, and that's for a totally different type of person than the Honor Circle. So how do you know if either of these or if any one of the other programs out there are for you? Let's look at some of the key things to consider as you choose. First, is the program a fit for your faith and values? It would be great to be able to find a program that's run by a Christian leader, but that's not always possible depending on what you're trying to get out of the program. But you should at least be sure that the person who's leading the group program or providing the content is not going to be in conflict with your values, that you're not going to feel uncomfortable in the group because of some of the words that are used or the way things are presented or the way things feel in there. Every group program is going to have its own culture and its own vibe. And so you want to make sure that you're going to be comfortable in that vibe. If you're looking for something that's all business and super serious, then you need to make sure that the program you're looking at fits that. But if you're looking for fun and community and lightheartedness to help you capture the joy of your business or ministry again, that might be a totally different program. So make sure that whatever program you're looking for is a fit for your faith and your values and for your personality. Second, is the program designed for the stage that you're in? It can be really frustrating to be in a group where everyone is way ahead of you and you feel like you cannot compare or catch up to them, or if everyone is way behind you and you can't really relate to the problems that they're having. The information and training provided in groups like that might not apply to you, and It would be a complete waste of your money for you to be in a group like that. So some groups are designed for beginners, for people at the very beginning of their journey. My Honor Circle program is designed for women who are emerging. They've already kind of gotten things started and they're ready to go to the next level. Esther's Uplift Mentormind is for women who have already established at least one stream of revenue and are ready to get help with marketing and getting more visibility on their business. So you can see that all programs are not created equal and you may not fit in everyone that you're looking at. So look for one that is really focused on the same stage that you're in. Third, is the program a membership or a mastermind? And which one of those are you looking for? Those terms are used interchangeably sometimes. I know I've even done that myself, but they're very different from each other. A membership tends more towards serving up training and information. It's content driven. There may be some community aspects to it, maybe a Facebook group, or if it's a large membership program, maybe smaller groups that are broken out. But there's not as much one-on-one or personal touch. You could actually join most memberships and sit back and consume the content without interacting if that's what you wanted to do. But a mastermind focuses more on community. It's relationship driven and gives the members opportunities to get specific input from each other and from the leader on issues in their business. There's more personal touch in a mastermind, and there's an expectation that you are an active participant in the group. You need what the other members of the group can offer to help you grow, and they expect you to contribute what you know to help them grow. You have to decide which type of experience that you're looking for. And that leads us to number four. Are you able to use the resources that are provided? So look at the meeting times for the different programs. A mastermind will have set times for group interaction, whether that's in group coaching or whether it's in a mastermind session where somebody's on the hot seat and is getting input into their business from the rest of the group. And so you want to make sure that those scheduled times will fit into your schedule. I know that a lot of you are working full time while you're pursuing your God-inspired dream. And so you may not be able to attend mastermind meetings on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. during your workday. That's one of the things that drew me to create the Honor Circle. I wanted to attend and I wanted to go to different programs that I saw that met during the day, but I couldn't. And so I realized there were a lot of other women in the same situation as me. And so I created what I couldn't find for myself. I created a program where all the resources are delivered in the evenings or weekends. And that's what the purpose of the Honor Circle is. But for you, if you're free during the day and your evenings and weekends are spent with your children and your family, then maybe the Honor Circle is not for you. But there is another program that meets during the day that would be a perfect fit. So make sure that the meeting times will fit in your schedule. Also, is there homework that you have to do? And do you have time for it? In a lot of very structured programs, they may have homework that they expect you to do every week so that the whole group is moving kind of in the same rhythm. The whole group is learning on the same track. And you may not have time to keep up with that. I know my friend Wren Robbins has an amazing program for people wanting to start their podcast. And the whole group starts the program together, goes through the content together, and then launches their podcast at the same time to help each other promote it and get a good, strong launch. But if you don't have time to keep up with the content with the group in that program, it might not be a fit for you. So make sure that you're able to use all the resources that are provided, or else you might end up paying for a lot of things that you never get any value from. And speaking of the value, number five, does it fit in your budget? There can be a super wide price range for different types of group programs. Memberships are usually less than $50 a month, and they have a lot of people in them. High-end masterminds can run in the thousands, and they may only have a few people, some even as few as 4 people in that mastermind group. The more expensive programs tend to be smaller and have a lot more personal input, and the less expensive programs tend to be larger with less personal input. I often see people who will pay for an inexpensive membership for the information that they need out of that program, and then join a mastermind for the relationships and the accountability and the support as they execute what they are learning in that membership. I've had several people who have been in the Honor Circle who have also been part of the Compel Training Writers Program from Proverbs 31 Ministries, or they've been part of Hope Writers, or they've been part of Flourish Writers, or any of the other really great programs out there for writers and creatives. But those groups were large, and they wanted a smaller space where they could really process through what they're learning with some other people who have similar interests. So they've joined a less expensive membership and then joined the Honor Circle so that they could have that one-on-one and personal accountability. With all the membership and mastermind options available out there, there's surely one that's a right fit for you. For your one simple action step, head over to my free Facebook group, Plan and Pray with Do a New Thing. I've created a worksheet you can use to compare different programs. I'd also, of course, love for you to check out my group program, the Honor Circle, and see if it's a fit for you. You can learn more about it at doanewthing.com/honorcircle. And if you're a little farther along in your journey, check out Esther's Uplift Mentormind at upliftmentormind.com. You can find links to both of those programs in the show notes. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I bet you probably have some friends who are thinking about joining some kind of group program also, so maybe you should share this episode with them. They would thank you, and so would I. Before we run off, let's do a little check-in. Here we are near the end of another month. Did it get away from you again with little progress on your goals and plans? Do you need help figuring out where to focus, but you aren't ready to invest in one-on-one coaching? Then I have just the thing for you, the most cost-effective way to get the benefits of expert input on your goals and plans. With a Move Forward review, you can submit your plans for the month. I'll take a look and make sure your plan is aligned with your goals, that it's doable, and that it's structured in a sequence that makes sense. Then I'll email you my feedback along with resource recommendations for areas where you may be stuck, and perhaps a little tough grace if you need it, just like I give in my one-on-one coaching calls. Y'all, I'm just being honest here. This is the biggest bang for the buck of all my products and services. If you've ever wanted an affordable and time-efficient way to benefit from my project management experience, this is it. You can get all the details at the link in the show notes. And remember, clarity comes from action, and action can be just one simple thing.